In my defense, the new place I settled on wasn't that far from a city. Butteville, nestled between Salem and Portland. Far enough away from the interstate that the nights were quiet and all you could hear was insects, and the sky remained full of stars instead of haze. Portland was just a half hour away by car if we wanted big city attractions like baristas. Handsome hipster baristas with thick-rimmed eye glasses and glistening oil beards and flannel shirts, and they all read feminist lit in the gym. Lord, my fantasy life was getting rich already. For me, the attractions of any given metropolis, as Pax might say, never outweighed the drawbacks of traffic and fumes. Professionally, I needed quiet. Or quiet plus the sounds of nature. I had an online yoga business to run, regardless of how fast my Wi-Fi was. Advertisers paid me because I offered peace and quiet in my videos, maybe even birdsong that didn't come from a pigeon or a crow, and an escape from cubicles and fumes and city noises. Suburbs weren't as quiet as realtors would like you to believe. Somebody's dog was always barking, or a kid was screaming, or a lawnmower fired up at unconscionable hours. For real peace and quiet, you needed few neighbors and plenty of space between them. At least one of our new neighbors had much the same idea, because there was a thick cedar hedge between our property and theirs, and trees shielded much of their house from the street. I'd seen enough horror flicks to ask the realtor about it before I made an offer. Hey, Ronnie, what's with the house that screams, "Don't look at me, folks, no murders going on here"? Oh, that's Mr. Fish's place. Ronnie Selkirk spoke with a voice cured to a husky growl from 20 years of smoking a pack a day. She tried to mask the funk of her clothing and hair with perfume, and while I appreciated the effort, she was a lot to handle on the aroma front. Still, I liked her because she was trying her best.
It won't bother you, honeys. Something of a famous recluse around these parts.
Famous or infamous? She chuckled breezily and toyed with a sparkling earring.
Definitely famous. He gives generously to local charities and the police and so on. And in return, he just wants to be left alone, so everybody respects that. He gets everything delivered. You can't see it, but there's a little shed for deliveries behind those trees, and he leaves cash chips in there for the delivery folks. No one's seen him in years. But we know he's okay because he keeps ordering supplies. Man doesn't even own a car.
How does he get the cash?
The bank brings it out to him.
I blinked. Banks do that?
He gets very large sums on direct deposit, so they're willing to run an envelope out every so often for his needs.
I frowned. What does he do? Ronnie shrugged, an expansive gesture since her bright red pantsuit included significant shoulder pads.
He invented some things years ago and lives off the proceeds from the patents. Something to do with power generation, I think. You see those solar panels on the roof?
Yeah?
Those are custom jobs he made himself. Word is, he generates plenty of excess that he sells back to the power company. I imagine he's still inventing things, but nobody knows for sure. Point is, he won't bother you, Mrs. Chisholm. And we haven't had a bunch of people go missing around here either, so he's not busy with murders in the basement. He's quiet as can be.
But what if he had a friend? Does he have a dog? I asked. And you can call me Winnie Mae, Ronnie.
No, he doesn't have any pets, and neither does your other neighbor. I made sure beforehand, like you requested, Winnie Mae.
And who's the other neighbor?
A retired couple. It's hardly ever there. This is a summer home of theirs.
They don't rent it out, do they? Renters might throw loud parties.
No, they spend the fall and winter down in Arizona and come back up here when it gets hot.